In a small shanty greenhouse, a churning machine spins discs and barrels covered in black green algae. The researchers here are testing the most efficient way of growing these multi-purpose organisms.
This is a holding tank, so we never run out of water, wastewater. Then he feeds it through that hose, goes into this tank where we treat it with the algae, biofilm algae. How's that? Yeah, then we scrape the algae off, and then we extract the protein from the algae, which is what we're going to feed to the fish. To the fish farm, yeah.
There is a lot of rotating in these experiments because it is a good way for the organisms to get a bath in the wastewater, which is full of nutrients, and then get exposed to the sun, which is important to all photosynthetic life. USU researchers are trying to make this algae substitute for livestock and fish feed. In October, Department Head of Bioengineering at USU, Ron Sims, and his graduate research team are set to take 10 kilos or about 20 pounds of harvested algae to test as fish feed in Bozeman, Montana.
Put bacteria in there that are in the cow stomach, they put it in the glass reactor, and they look at its, what they call it, digestibility.
Glass reactors are chemistry equipment that can simulate what happens in the rumen or stomach of a cow.
Their analysis was that this was wonderful. It was as good as, if not better, than some of the current mixtures that they use to feed the dairy. So what they're now interested in is to feed real cows.
With Utah Public Radio News, this is Diego Mendiola.